You hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We are doing it. We are doing it. We are doing a podcast.
It is true. This is how it is done. You speak into microphones, or you speak
It
into an
goes
actual
into
phone, a
your
regular phone.
ear. Yeah.
You're back in New
Oh,
York?
good stretch. I'm in New York,
Back
baby.
in New York City. How much time have you spent in
Yeah.
your new apartment since you moved there? I feel like you've been traveling a lot.
I have. And you know what I did yesterday, Andy?
What did you do?
I rearranged all my furniture.
That feels good.
I feel so good.
This is a
I'm gonna
thing
put
that.
in my headphones.
Yeah, put in your headphones, do that.
Wanna do a little, like, I wanna use my hands.
What are you gonna use your hands for, Linda? That's a little weird.
That's not weird. I gotta clean up.
Okay,
So
sure.
I rearranged all my shit, and now I have to I made a big old mess doing that. So now I gotta tidy up a little bit.
Okay, well, while you're tidying up, we can talk about the fact that my dad used to rearrange the furniture every like 9 months, basically, and he would do it
Really?
without asking anybody's. Maybe 9 months is generous. Maybe it was like every year or two, but he would do it without asking anybody's permission, and he would just like go and rearrange the furniture. And I think this was like his only emotional coping mechanism for anything that was going on in his life, is he would just rearrange all the furniture in the entire house. Because he's
I mean,
incapable
this
of
makes
talking about
sense.
his emotions, and so instead it's time to rearrange all the furniture, including, like, when I was in like middle school, he would like go into my bedroom and rearrange all my bedroom furniture, and then I'd come home and like
Seriously?
my bed was in a different place and my dresser was in a different place,
Oh my God.
and he'd be like, "Here's why I did this. Do this." So we have some dumb reasoning why he like did it. He's like, "No, you got
Right.
better access to this over here," and it's like, "Okay, cool, dude.
But it's
How's?"
really just like I had a lot of energy and I needed to put it somewhere.
Yeah, that's a generous read.
At
More, I
least
think it was like, I have some
that's what
emotional
I
feelings
do.
and I have no idea how to speak about them or feel about them, and so
Right.
it's time to just grrr, move furniture.
Aren't human beings just we're just a bunch of big sillies.
That is one way to put it, Linda. He was, in fact, a big silly.
Yeah.
What a
I
silly
got
man.
what a silly man. Rest in peace.
Were you considering whether or not you were going to say piss or peace?
Rest in piss, Dad. That's a rude thing to say to your friend who just lost their father not too long ago.
It's been like
I guess,
3
how many
years at
years
this
has it
point.
been now?
It'll be
Pandemic,
3
man.
years. Is it more than that?
Yeah, because his death predated the pandemic, right?
I guess it'll be 4 years. Also, the
Yeah.
anniversary is coming up real soon.
How does the anniversary make you feel?
Well, first, let me remember what day it is, real quick. The answer is
Yep.
no type of way, because I don't even remember what day it is.
Yeah.
Is it the first? Is it this Saturday? I think it might be. Apparently, I didn't put it on my calendar either. So, but I think it overlaps with what we consider to be Sadie's adoptiversary, which is,
Aww.
much more important to me, frankly.
Yeah, death anniversaries are weird. I have always known the anniversary of my grandfather's death. He commit suicide, and it was always like a day. It was like, oh, be careful around your dad, or things might be a little sensitive today. And now I'm like, hey, that's a lot of weird pressure to put on a fucking child.
Well,
Hey,
Linda, you
today's the
simply
day that
cannot
your
ask me.
grandfather killed himself, so be sure to take care of the grown man's feelings for
You
him,
simply
you
cannot ask
seven-year-old.
a man of that generation to handle their own emotional well-being. They will either
Right.
move the furniture around without asking, or they will take it out on their loved ones because they have no other recourse. That's all they do.
Yeah. And
Were you
men of our
alive when
generation
your
too.
grandfather killed himself?
I was a baby. I was like
Okay.
6 months old.
Okay, so you
Yeah.
don't have to remember it or anything. You were
No.
alive, but not conscious. You were just pissing and shitting.
Yeah, but my sister remembers it.
How much older is she than you?
Two years.
And she remembers
was
that.
like, well, it was like one of her first memories. Like, how
That's crazy.
traumatic
I
is
have
that?
definitely nothing even close to resembling a memory from when I was 3. No chance. 0% chance.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what the earliest thing I remember is. Probably like in the like first grade part of life, which I guess I would have been like, what, 6 in first grade? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Yep.
definitely, the anniversary of Dave's death is like the only anniversary that,
Yeah, that
aside
one's
from
tough
like, my
too.
wedding anniversary, like those are the ones that I am aware of. I don't have to like
Right.
think about.
Like
They
you know
just.
that they're coming, but then it's like, what do you do with that information other
Right.
than
But those ones definitely like, they don't, I don't need a calendar. The day's death like hangs over the spring, in the same way that my wedding is a joyous thing in the
Ah.
fall. But anyway, those are the ones I actually like feel a connection to. I don't know any other dates for anything really.
Yeah.
I'm bad at that. What is it, July? Now you got me wondering. Ken
Yeah.
Mangold obituary.
Man, I gotta buy some blinds. I think I gotta go to IKEA.
This isn't.
That I rearranged the living room and now I put my TV back in the living room and now I got a glare situation. So it's gonna be blinds time.
July 2nd, not July 1st. I was close,
Mm.
I think July 1st was the last day I saw him, if I remember correctly. Doesn't matter.
So sad
I mean, what part of it?
that he did the death
I mean, he
to
was very
himself.
unwell. It would have been sadder for him to have continued, quote unquote, living.
You think so? Well, I
Yeah,
mean, obviously he
he
thought
was
so.
very, he had no quality of life for the last couple months there. It was not pretty. More sad that he was unable to take care of himself for his entire adulthood.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Anyway, this podcast is really starting on a high note. How did you
Yeah.
rearrange your furniture, Linda? What did you do to rearrange your furniture? What's the highlight? What's the new space you've created?
So I had my bed in my, or I had my TV in my bedroom.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Well, I just never watch it is the thing. I am actually very good and disciplined about not watching anything. So the only show that I've watched in the last like 6 months was Succession. So like, we watched all of that together, Kevin and I. And then aside from that, I didn't watch anything.
So you haven't watched I Think You Should Leave season 3?
I have not.
Gotta get on that. Gotta get on it.
Yeah, but so since breakup happened, I was like, "Ooh, you know what I want? I want to like lean hard into all of my creature comforts, like watching shitty TV, curling up on the couch with my doggy, and I want to get the TV out of the bedroom for that because that feels more sad than watching it in a living room. Like you're like, "Oh, look at me. I'm an adult. I'm choosing to put on a program."
I'm going to
As
the sitting
opposed to
room
just,
for a
yeah.
gander at one of my latest stories.
So I put the TV out here, and oh, I got a little living room now. It's so cute. And I have a little reading nook behind it. I have a desk and a big work table. It's kind of an awkward room. It's like a perfect square, which actually kind of sucks if the
Oh, yeah.
square is not
No,
huge.
square's no good.
Yeah, just like circles. It's not actually all that easy to work with. But I'm making
You
it
want the
work.
room to have some texture, right? Like you want some dimension, something that is like pushing you some direction. A square is just too much of a
Right.
blank canvas.
Right, exactly.
Does it
Oh
at
my
least
God.
have like weirdly placed doors and windows you can use as nucleation sites for your interior design?
Not really. It's got a. It is a corner room, so it's got windows on two walls, and that's great.
That's really nice. Look at you, New Yorker with windows on two walls.
I know,
Fucking
right?
flex on them.
What is she? A Roosevelt? No, a Kennedy? Vanderbilt.
Is she, a Roosevelt?
silly
Oh, good gracious, Linda. That's very
me.
good. Very good. Nicely done there.
Thank you. I'm a history buff.
Send me a picture of your new place. I haven't seen any of it yet. I want to see how you arrange your furniture.
Really?
Yeah, you haven't sent me a
Yeah.
picture.
I will. I
And
will
then
gladly do that.
I assume you never watched Documental, the show I talked to you about, like, I don't know, 6 months ago.
Nope.
That's another thing you could potentially lean on if you're looking for something to fill the
Some
time.
yuck-yucks, some
It
giggles.
is, there'd be a lot for us to discuss, let's put it that way.
Okay, got it. I'm very excited because I have a comedy show tomorrow night.
This is improv, stand up.
Improv. There's a group that I performed with a couple weeks ago because they like needed a substitute, and they didn't hate me and invited me to come do it again. So it's great.
Wow, love to not be hated.
I love it
That
too.
must feel so good to not be hated.
It is really, really nice. It's one of those things. It's almost like being picked for sports or something. Like someone picks you and you're like, oh, I really want to do a good job. They pick
Totally.
you again
I
and you're
get
like,
it.
yes.
Still have those thoughts even when you're 35 years old and an adult. You're
Oh,
like,
yeah.
must make the person that selected me happy.
Yes,
Prove my
exactly.
worth.
Woo.
I
But
get
yeah,
it.
so
I feel it.
last time we talked, is that one going up in the air? Is that one gonna make it?
It will, yeah. I'm having such a weird. So get this. I mean, I don't know if this is interesting to anybody. We recorded this episode and it just came out super duper quiet. We had a bunch of technical issues. I couldn't record it in GarageBand for stupid reasons. I recorded it in QuickTime and it's all there. The levels are just really low, which is fine. Great. I'll just make it
Right,
louder.
right.
Make a thing louder is like, you know, sound engineering 101. But here's the thing, Linda. If I import that audio file into GarageBand, it is blank. No amount of turning it up will do
What?
anything. I can't
For
make it
real?
louder because it's just nothing. It shows no waveform, and I listen to it, and there's nothing there. And the same thing happens if I upload the same audio file. There's like websites you can use that just like boost audio. You can do anything on a website now. If you like have any task to do with any file, you can just Google, you know, place to speed up audio or place to like increase volume of audio. I've uploaded these websites, still nothing. No audio in the file. But then I open the file on my computer and I can listen to it. So
What the
I'm wondering
heck?
if it's like so quiet that it's below some weird threshold that's being cut off by the
Oh.
applications. So I'm still solving that one. But it will go up before this one though. I'm gonna get them both up this
Okay.
week, I promise.
Well, or you could just do not do it and we can just summarize real quick.
Well, if you want to summarize, you can, and then you can decide after your
I'll save you
summary
the work.
if you want them both to be there.
No, let's just save you the work.
It's a really
'Cause you
good
don't.
one though. I really like it.
Yeah.
And you like it too.
Well,
And also, you were spicy.
okay.
Spicy Linda is a treat.
By Celinda, she only comes once every couple of years.
Yeah, so far, I'd say once every 200 episodes, we get a spicy Linda.
Yeah, this one, okay, just in case we do not publish it. Publish, is that the word?
Sure.
Yeah, Linda got spicy. Linda really hates the fucking patriarchy right now, and especially a few days ago.
And Andy actually loves the patriarchy because it benefits him. So it was a fierce
Right.
debate between me and you on whether the patriarchy was good or bad. That's what the episode was all about.
You're gonna go out of your way to defend it, but you're gonna like have really no self-awareness that you're just defending your own comfort and your own like deflections to change
I'm sorry,
or
I can't hear
to
you moving the furniture around.
Nice.
Nice.
And so yeah, so it was very spicy. Very mad about the patriarchy. I want more men to be in touch with their emotions and to learn how to articulate them earlier in their lives so that they don't create a lot of unnecessary work for their partners that they will never even observe as work. They will observe it as, well, what? That's what women do. Or, you know, what partner
Or that's
do.
what a relationship is, or, you know,
Right.
insert whatever abstract reading of reality people
Right.
have to distance themselves from their own discomfort with their own emotional state.
Right. Yeah, but now I'm just like fucking glad that it's over and I would love to get my time back, but I can't. So I'm doing things
Is that
and
how
I
you feel? You'd love
feel
to get your time back? You feel like you've
very rarely do I.
squandered some months.
Yeah, very rarely do I feel that way, but
I was gonna
this
say, I feel
one
like you're very good
in
at
particular.
appreciating things for what they are, even when the outcome is not what you wanted. You're often like, but I learned this, but this happened, but I have this experience, and so that's just part of it.
Yeah, I think in this case, I just went through like a lot of unnecessary pain and was manipulated and was just put in a bad situation.
That
And
fucking sucks.
I let myself be in that situation.
No,
So it's
Linda.
like
Let's not be victim blaming, even if you're the victim. That's not how this
so
works. Well, good news,
yeah,
Linda. You have
I would
more
like
months
that
ahead of
time
you.
back. Yeah, I would like that time back, but since I can't, it's easier to just put it behind me and look at what's next. So I've been working on my portfolio. And that's always fun, Andy.
Boy, what a sentence that is.
Yeah, but I've been playing around with Framer. How do you feel about Framer? You're a website man. You make the websites.
I have only heard about Framer through the grapevine. I've never tried it myself. My understanding is that it is a design tool that also you can press a button and say, now the website is real. Like it's a visual development tool basically. You're not writing code, you're like plugging stuff and clicking things, and then it makes a real website. That's the deal.
Yeah. But so far, I really actually like it, and I'm really like I don't know that it could do the types of really complex websites that you're building. I think it would probably break down at that point. But for someone like me who wants to build a simple little thing, and this is not supported or sponsored in any way by Framer, I really really like it. It's actually intuitive, and like I feel like the other products like Webflow and Squarespace and stuff, both of which I've worked for, are just a little too complicated. And a little bit too like, well, if you don't understand, then you're just using it wrong. It's
Is
kind of.
Framer something that is designed to be used by anybody at all, or is it designed primarily to be used by like designery people that want to just translate their stuff to code?
It's more the latter.
Right, you wouldn't be
I think that.
like for example, right now my mother-in-law is trying to get me to build her a Squarespace site. I shouldn't point her to Framer.
Correct. I think that would
Okay.
be, but I think for somebody who's already comfortable working in like Figma, or Sketch or whatever, like, yeah, I would tell somebody like that, oh, just do this.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun with the new tool. That's exciting. It's always fun to get to learn a new thing and be, in that space where you're learning new stuff about a tool and like realizing new superpowers you have.
Yeah, it's fun. And then I have a very fun comedy show that I'm going to go to this week. So, do you know Sarah Squirm?
I don't know Sarah Squirm.
She's one of the new SNL folks. She's pretty out there. She's pretty wild.
Now,
But
wild
she's
for
just
real or wild for SNL standards?
both.
Okay.
So if you Google her, you'll see that her live stage show has all these pictures of like. It's just very like gory. There's just like a lot of really insane images of like teeth and blood and it's she's kind of like
Okay.
quirky. It's like if Meg Lewis was like a heavy metal person or something.
Okay, I'm getting a vibe from these photos.
Yeah. So anyway, so she's doing a show with the Joe Pera lineup. So Joe Pera's show is back in New York. It's just like a stand-up show that happens once a week. I'm gonna go to that.
Yeah, here she is, painted pink, nude with two real pig heads. That is, I would say that's genuinely weird, not just SNL
Yeah.
weird.
Yeah, that she is genuinely weird,
She's got
and
some
I'm
raw
surprised
bacon
that
on her
SNL
head.
is like, yeah. Wait, what's
Okay.
on her head? A pumpkin?
Raw bacon.
Yeah.
And the pig heads. And also, it looks like
Yeah.
some shrimps on some skewers.
Oh, I like shrimps.
I'll have to check this this person out. I do love
Yeah.
to laugh, Linda. I always say that about myself.
L2L. Love to
Love
laugh.
to laugh. This is the thing that I can't stop doing. So I mentioned to you the conceit of that show Documental, which is basically that they lock a bunch of comedians in a room and they have to try and make each other laugh while not laughing themselves, pretty much.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it's all Japanese comedians I've never heard of before, obviously, because they're Japanese comedians that don't speak English. It's like a Japanese comedy scene thing. And all I could do now is I think constantly about who I'd want to cast in my season of this show, of Documental, but in
Ooh.
like America with like American comedians. And just from what I'm seeing of this woman already, here she is in a full bodysuit with a huge bush, just like a giant bush. Anyway, from what I'm seeing of this person, maybe they would be in my selection for my
Yeah.
top 10 American Documental squad.
Hell yeah. They'd be perfect for it.
That's exciting. Going to comedy, doing comedy, living your New York life.
Yeah, comedy, comedy. What are you doing this week?
I am working. Tip tap tip tap type type type.
Type,
Working.
type, type, type.
I've been trying to dig a hole in my yard. Digging holes is really hard. You ever dug a big hole, Linda? You really dug a hole before?
I have not, but did I ever tell you about, I feel like I said this on the air. There was like a time that my ex-husband, for his best friend's birthday, they all went to his mom's property. She had like farmland, and they just dug a hole for his birthday. They were like, let's just see how many hours we can spend digging a hole and let's see how deep it can get. Because the
And this
whole
was
point is
not for
like,
any purpose, right? This wasn't like
right.
the farm needs a hole here for something. It was just we're going to do this because we can.
And we never have, and we just want an excuse to hang out with our friends so we could. I think that it came from like them not being able to figure out what to do, and they were like, someone was like, we could literally just dig a hole as long as we're hanging out, it's fine. So anyways, no, I have
Part of me
not.
finds that quirky and fun, and part of me finds that very depressing.
I
Do something
think
else with your friends. Have a better idea.
that they made a lot of really great memories. Like they probably have. That's way more memorable than like going to the same bar that you've been to 100 times.
Oh yeah, I mean, fuck a bar. I'd dig a hole over a bar any day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Digging a hole is hard. I gotta basically dig a hole to level this part of my yard to put a shed on it eventually because Hillary's bought many more bicycles and now our house is more bicycle than human. So I
Wait,
gotta
how
get
many
rid.
bikes does she have?
Well, she sold one recently, so she's down to five now. But we don't
Wow.
have anywhere for to put them, so they are just in our living room and dining
Okay,
room.
this is interesting because this is like a thing that my grandpa has done is just like collect bicycles, lots of bicycles. Why does she collect bicycles?
She's been riding a lot more, and especially last fall and over the winter, she was doing a lot of training and stuff with the cycling team that she joined. So they're all to serve a purpose. They all like have a
Got it.
different type of riding they allow her to do. And yeah, so they're not like she's not collecting them in a like collection sense. She just has many different tools for many different types of riding,
Got it. That's
which is
cool.
great, and I want to encourage it, which is also why I gotta build a shed so she doesn't feel like this hobby is unsustainable as we trip over bicycles every day. But
Yeah,
I
that
don't have a
makes
place to put a
sense.
shed, so now I gotta make a flat space in the yard, and that involves digging a hole, and digging a hole is very hard, and that's what's going on in my life, so it's pretty exciting stuff.
Just out there digging a hole, and you wonder why your therapist is like, I think you're on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
I think digging a hole is a normal thing to do when a hole needs to be dug. Our
Yeah,
yard
when a
is
hole
like,
needs to be dug.
but get this though, our yard is like almost all clay. Okay, all the dirt on our property is like probably 80% clay, I would say. So
Oh,
much so
that's,
that I have
yeah.
like made some actual clay that I can use to like make ceramics from our dirt in our yard because I wanted to see if I could do it, and I could. It was very easy. But that makes it very hard to dig because it's just like you're digging up solid clay. It's so dense and heavy and it's hard to break into.
Yeah.
It's really rough.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I'm doing that. And that's it. My life's
That's
not very
cool.
exciting, Linda. I
It
just had Sadie's 6-month check-in this morning, and I was just ruminating on the fact that the dog has far better preventative care than I do as a man, as a human man. But every 6 months
Meaning
for the
that she
dog,
goes to the doctor more?
I
Oh,
take every 6 months, she gets full lab work done, they give her a million pepperonis, and then she comes home and naps all day because she got vaccines and stuff, and she's not vaccines, I
yep.
guess, yeah, boosters, yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's way easier to get a good vet than it is to get a good doctor. So much easier.
So much easier. Yeah, my doggie is at the groomer right now, getting that summer cut, the summer fade.
What a cute boy. I'm gonna need some Lenny pictures when he gets out of the groomer.
Yeah, I will. I'll get you that. Remember him jumping up and down with his little dingle,
Oh, I sure do.
bouncing.
I was gonna mention it, but I'm glad you did instead of me.
He's perfect. I love him so much. My doggie is my favorite thing on the planet right now.
Yeah, I love our dog too.
And he may never die.
It's very nice to have dogs, and yeah, may they live forever.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to the Cape on Saturday to see the family.
Yeah, is this like the weekend thing or week thing you've done in the past with your sister and her husband and kid?
Yes. His family has a house there, so they've gone every year since they were like, well, he's gone every year of his life pretty much. And then, yeah, so we have a little cottage, and I have a little hotel, and Carson's gonna be so excited. Oh, did I tell you about Carson's homesickness? I don't think I did.
No, you didn't.
Okay, so Carson is with my parents and they live on a lake in Alabama, kind of in the middle of nowhere. And she started texting me the other day and she was just like, "Hi, Auntie Linda, I miss you. I was just on the boat. I'm at the lake house. When do I get to see you next? I miss you. I love you. I miss my mom. I love you."
This is the best
And
use of texting imaginable.
yeah, it was so sweet and it like broke my heart. So I FaceTimed her and I'm just like, "What's going on, girl?" And then my dad chimes in and I think she was just ready to be home and was feeling all kinds of feelings. And so then like that night she couldn't get to sleep. And so then she was texting me and just saying like, "I can't sleep. I just feel really scared even though I shouldn't." And I was just like,
Oh,
"Oh, so sweet."
that's also
So
so much more emotionally mature than your average boomer man.
yes, oh my God.
I have a
Yeah,
feeling that I know I shouldn't have, but I acknowledge that I have it. Wow,
but
well,
I'm still having it and it's I'm having a hard time sitting with it
this is
and
like
I'm reaching
boomer
out for
men's
help.
emotions, advanced class right here. This if you get there as a boomer man, you're like one of the better ones.
Yeah, exactly. And like for her to reach out to me with that feeling without judgment or without, feeling like bad that she's having the feeling. It's just like, nope, here's my feeling. I don't know what to do with it. I'm scared. I'm reaching out to someone I trust. Just chef's
A
kiss.
true
It
model,
was just,
of how we all should be.
yeah, it was a really beautiful moment. I felt very lucky to be her auntie. And we talked
And
through
she's
it. I
lucky to
sent her
have
some
you as her aunt.
pictures of her family. Thanks. But yeah, it was very sweet. My favorite use of text for a long time.
Favorite text message to get? All other text message, Marcus spam.
Yeah, exactly.
It is different, interesting. We were really close with our neighbors, who I'm sure I've talked about before. And they have these two kids, and the oldest is like coming up, will be 5 in November. And it is really interesting just witnessing someone be raised by somebody with like my values, right? Like it's so interesting how much time they spend talking about feelings and just, emotional stuff and things that no one ever would have talked to me about ever. Ever but never would have happened. It's really it's very also heartening to see. Like it gives me hope for the future,
Yeah, exactly.
which is in short supply these days.
Andy, what can I do for you as a friend if you're feeling like there's not a lot of hope?
Oh, I mean, I'm
Et
always like that.
cetera.
What can you do for me? I don't know. I like talking to you, so talk to me more is great. Let's do this more often.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might be in New York later this month. I don't know if you have travel plans.
Oh, fun.
I'm not going to say specific dates on air, and I don't want you to answer if you have specific travel plans. I'll text you afterwards, though.
Yeah. Cool.
Doing that.
Sounds
I am
good.
doing a birthday weekend with some of my boys
Hell yeah.
in a couple weekends. That's going to be fun. Doing a little cabin. Get some boy time in, boys' night.
Boys, which I guess you shouldn't say which boys, but that's cool.
Do you even know any of my friends? Can you name one of my friends?
The one, Mike.
Nice try. I mean, you picked a very typical
Hey,
boy's name from our generation. So it was a pretty good guess, but
odds were good.
yeah,
Odds were in my favor.
odds were in your favor, but you swung and a miss. This is funny. This reminds me of Day's parents when we were in college. Day would get mad at them because they were like very involved in his sister's life, but like couldn't keep up with what he was doing. And so like they knew all of his sister's friends and their names and like what was going on with them. And then one time he was saying like, "Oh, you know all of my sister's friends, but you don't even know my roommates." And they were like, "Of course we know your roommates." And he goes, "Oh yeah, well, what are Andy and Anthony's last names?" And Anthony's last name is Maddox and mine is Mangold, so they're kind of close. And his mom goes, "Oh, I know this. It's Anthony Margulies and Andy Margulies." She's couldn't think of a different.
They both blended.
Yeah, they blended
That's
into this
so
weird
funny.
other M name. I still think about that all the time. Just
I love that.
Andy
That is beautiful.
Margulies. Margulies.
Margarine.
Also, is Margulies even a name? Like, it sounds like you asked an AI to like invent a new last name.
Right.
Margulies. I'm gonna Google it.
Margarine.
Don't know how you'd even spell it. Okay, it is actually apparently a traditionally Jewish last name, which would make sense because his
Oh.
family was Jewish. So
Well, there you
they probably knew
go.
some Margulieses.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I don't.
Oh. Changing my sheets.
How often do you change
And
your sheets,
it's.
Linda? Are you prepared to share this with the listening public?
Yeah, if I. It depends on how active I've been in my bed.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like that should probably affect it for most people.
You don't have an activity sheet?
What? No.
Oh, but you should get one of those. I'll send you a link.
Just. Well, good to
It is great.
know.
Yeah, it's easy to wash, fully waterproof, very good. Good for various
Wow.
activities.
Wow. Okay. So I don't know. I think like probably once a week.
Okay, that's good. Those are good numbers.
Yeah. I'm a very clean lady. I like for things to feel not sticky. Right now we're in the sticky parts of summer.
Now, is Lenny allowed
Itchy-zicky.
to sleep in the bed with you?
He is. He sleeps on top. He sleeps on the top of the comforter.
Okay, he never gets under the covers.
No, he's not an under the cover dog because he's got so much fur. I think it would really drive him nuts to
Really bake
be.
his little bean.
He'd get super hot. Yeah.
Bake him up good.
But yeah, and I also use the mattress protector. We've talked about this before. And okay, so I have this brand new mattress, and I've never slept on it without a mattress protector. And somehow there's a stain in the top right corner of this mattress. And it's like
Under
on
the
the
mattress protector?
corner. Yeah, under the mattress protector.
And in the corner is obviously not a normal place to get a stain. That wouldn't really make any sense.
Right. Right. So I'm like, what happened? Like, was there a leak? Did somebody, people have stayed over? I wonder if maybe, did they spill a whole glass of pee? I don't
Oh,
get
I don't know. We have also used a mattress protector on our mattress forever. And then I took it off to wash it like a couple months ago, and I was like, what are we doing here? Like, who cares? It's
Yeah.
a mattress. Who cares if it's beautiful underneath of all the sheets? So I didn't put it back on.
Yeah.
Maybe I will next time I wash sheets. I don't know.
Good for you.
Is it good for me?
Yeah,
You
it is
proud of
good for
me? You're
you.
proud of me for not worrying about
I'm
staining your
proud of you.
mattress?
Yeah,
You
I
gotta
am.
get a special sheet. That's what helps.
Yeah, okay. Well, now I know.
Well,
These are
thanks
the
for talking,
things.
Linda, as you rearrange your house.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll
It's
expect some
good.
Lenny pictures later, and I'll send you these dates that I am so far planning to be in New York. It's not 100% locked in, but I'll send you some dates and see if you're around.
Yeah, sounds great.
Sick.
I would love that. All
Okay.
right, bud.
I'm gonna also fix the
Talk to
other
you
episode. I swear, I'm
later.
gonna do it. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, okay.
You don't sound so excited about it.
No, I feel bad for putting extra work on you. Do
Oh,
whatever you want. Do
you
whatever
didn't do
feels
anything.
good.
You put no work on me. And I'm just now curious. I
No.
got to solve this problem because I'm too curious about it. I don't understand why this audio file is like a ghost. But I'm
Okay.
going to get to the bottom of it. Anyway, I
That
love you,
was loud.
Linda. Bye-bye.
Love you, bye.